Because of the speed at which the atmosphere and ocean can change, the pattern we're in right now, it may persist all the way through spring and early summer, but you know as well as I do, it can change on a heartbeat. So the reality is that when we fully build into a summer pattern, which happens in mid-June, we will then know if the atmosphere is going to keep its momentum or if it's going to lose it. And if it loses it, a bunch of cold water upwells in the Gulf of Alaska. And that is the visual test that tells you that the atmosphere is having problems getting the flow to go across the country. And if it doesn't go across the country, the Bermuda High, which typically sits on the eastern side of the U.S., it drifts. It goes off to Africa or to Europe. And when it moves, we've now lost the pump of moisture. The airflow becomes stagnant. High pressure builds in, and high pressure begets high pressure, which means drought begets drought. And you just get into this vicious cycle.